Moncrief on News Talk.
As you may know, the mullet is back, and with such force that there are competitions to find the best one, so it was inevitable that an Irish person would take part. Trevor Hyland is from Shrewlin, County Mayo, but currently resides in Switzerland, where he's taking part in the Swiss Mullet Cup. Trevor, good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
So could you start by describing your mullet?
Oh, sure. Owen Colgan, actually, I think he described it really well. It's like five haircuts on the one head. And basically, I think like the very front, it's a fringe that just goes below my eyebrows, so I can just about see. And on the sides, the fringe continues. And then it goes, it's really, really straightened, all the hair, and it goes right down to my neck. And there's a little curl at the very end of my neck, and a little bit of spikes, a little bit of texture at the very top as well. Okay. And it's been described as a honey blonde.
Okay, nice. And so are there variations on mullets? Were you parsing which kind of one you were going to have?
Yeah. I mean, this is all new terrain for me. But there's loads of different types of variations on mullets because they've made such a comeback in the last few years. And like my main aim was to look like the guy on the beer, the mullet iced tea. And that was our push to look like.
Right. Okay. Now this is and to explain that to people, you're currently living in Switzerland, and this iced tea company, is it every year they have a different guy with a mullet on it?
No. So basically, they just started last year. It's a new beer company, and they decided to sponsor it this year, the Swiss Mullet Cup. So they created the drawing off the guy. And as when I found out about it, I was told by a Swiss guy who ran up to me basically saying I looked just like the guy on the bottle. And when I saw the photo, I was like, wow, I do look like the guy in the bottle. And that's what made me go for it. And that's what made me kind of make my hair and style my hair the way it is now.
Right. So did you have a mullet before you were aware of this guy, or did you like start growing at that point?
Yeah. Like, look, honestly, I had no idea this competition existed. It was around January or February I started kind of growing a mullet. And it was in May then, just when I'd finished the half marathon, a Swiss man ran up to me and told me all about the competition. From there then I was like, wow, okay, I do look like him. I'll give it a shot.
Now I'm looking at a side profile picture of you, Trevor. Trevor, it looks like it does it take a lot of maintenance to keep it so perfect?
Oh, it's a lot of maintenance, yeah. So, honestly, I used to always just get buzz cuts, you know, your regular country lad haircut. But this took, I think, to get the photo especially, it took about 3 to 4 hours on the barber's chair. So just cutting it, styling it. I think my barber used about a can of hairspray in the end. And like, I remember when I was leaving the barber's place, I was going to meet the lads at the pub, and he said, just stay away from the smoking area because any lit flames and I could go on fire.
Are there a lot of mullets in Switzerland? Is it big there?
There is, yeah. Surprisingly enough, I'm not quite sure as to why, but it is actually a very big thing over there in Switzerland. There's a few hundred people that are in the competition at the moment. So
Crikey.
I'm not sure why, but yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's a combination of judges and public voting. Now, at the moment in the public vote, are you in the number one slot?
So they're keeping it all hush. So we don't actually know who is where. Now, the last time I chatted to them last week, kind of before all this went super viral, I was in fourth, they told me.
Right.
Now, I think with just the amount of support I've been getting from the Irish public, it's been crazy. I think I'm in first. They hinted at it was that I've definitely moved up, but I don't know yet.
Okay. And do you know anything about the judges? How much sway do they have on the final decision?
I'm not sure. So from what I gather is there's going to be a community winner. That's going to be decided on the 27th of September. And then on October 6th, the judges are going to have their own vote. And I'm not sure how much that will impact the community winner as well.
Okay. And if you win, will it be a life-changing event?
Honestly, when I signed up, I only signed up because it was supposed to be a year's supply of beer, of the mullet iced tea beer, and that was enough for me to sign up. But now, honestly, with the way it's going, it sounds like it could be a life-changing event because that company, they're looking basically for a sponsor, an ambassador. Like I mentioned, they're a new company. And I've reached out to them. I've told them about all of the, you know, how viral this has gone. They said, I'm a shoe-in to have a chance to become an ambassador for the company.
Right. Okay. If you win the competition, though, does that open the door for you to take part in bigger competitions? Like, is there a European championship
there
for mullets?
So actually, going back to the judges, one of the judges is the organizer of the European Mullet Championship. I think basically by winning Switzerland, that will kind of qualify me then for, you know, it's winning regionals will qualify me then for the continental one. Now, I don't know if there's anything past the European, who knows? But we'll wait and see.
Okay, if you win this one and then you go into a European, are you representing Switzerland, not Ireland?
No, I'll be representing Ireland.
All right, great.
Question for that, don't worry.
Yeah. So, has there ever been Irish competitors in the European Championships? Do you know?
I don't think so. No, I think I'm not to my knowledge, anyway. So, I think I'm the first one.
Right. Okay. And have you been home since you got the do done? Have you been down to Shrewl and shown it off around the town?
Not yet. So I just flew home yesterday. I'm in Dublin actually right now.
Ah, right.
And yeah, I'm going to try and make my way down to Galway and then eventually to Shrewl as well in Mayo later this week.
Okay. That should be, I'm sure it'll get some sort of a reaction, especially if you win this as well. So it's just a load of tea you get if you win or...
Yeah. So like I mentioned, that was the first prize, it's an iced tea beer. So it tastes like iced tea, but it's the same as a lager. It's about 4.5%, I think 4.2%. And so you get a year's supply of that, but also like they want the ambassador, and you also get the chance to, you get tickets and also to the European Fest, the championship, and the chance to qualify. Honestly, I don't know. This is something that's, again, I think everyone who saw the story is shocked at it in the fact that it even exists and how big of a thing it is.
Okay, well, the only way is up. Trevor Hyland, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Lovely, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Steve says mullets are great ways of identifying cultures without the need to engage. An early warning. Is it only a culture thing? I don't know about that. Can you ask your guest why every 18-year-old looks like a murderer in a Netflix doc at the moment? Mullet, baggy clothes with a vape hanging out of their mouth. Redneck seems to be a trend, right? I've got a lot of outrage. Originally, a mullet would have been called a feather cut. A young Rod Stewart style cut. Yeah, I know what you mean. But now, but saying of the what Trevor has wouldn't look like the Rod, because I know the feather, it was a kind of a slightly spiky thing on the top going on rather than a straightforward mullet. Someone else says the greatest mullet of all time belongs to John Connor's ginger mullet friend in Terminator 2. Very specific reference. Must look that up.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.